Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, welcome back to Journal Entries and happy Christmas Eve. I am full blown into the Christmas spirit today. Griffin was supposed to be home with me and his sitter had availability for him. And I was like, you know what? Yes, please. I'm going to accept this help, send Griffin to his sitter for the day. And so far today, I have baked a loaf of bread. My mom dropped off some Christmas cookies, and I have been eating Christmas cookies. I plan to watch some Christmas movies a little bit later. I need to wrap some Christmas presents because I am severely behind on that. I'm even wearing my Christmas present earrings if you're watching this on YouTube. I have a funny Christmas t-shirt on. It's a bunch of Christmas lights for Christmas trees, and they're all tangled up. And it says, it's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine. Except I actually am feeling pretty fine. But I'm excited because today we're diving into something that I'm really passionate about. And it's about when you're not fine and how journaling is a part of that and how the right kind of journaling can completely transform the way that you feel and the way that you handle overwhelm and just challenging emotions in general. And I mean actual transformation, not just temporary relief. I would love to start off with a moment that we can all relate to. I think we can all relate to. And it's those moments where your mind just won't shut off. Maybe for you, it's like you're replaying a conversation that just didn't go well with your boss or your partner, or you're stuck in that loop of what ifs. Maybe you're laying in bed at night and it's just like the mental chatter will never stop and you need to make a decision and going back and forth. And so in these times, often you might grab your phone to distract yourself, or maybe you do grab your journal and you write and you dump everything out, hoping that it'll help clear your mind. But here's what actually happens. You might feel a little bit better after, you know, distracting yourself. And we're not even talking about self-sabotage today. So I won't tell you about how that's actually sabotaging you. But you might feel a little bit better doing that and writing some things out. But how often do you wake up the next day with the same thoughts swirling around? The same emotions are still there. Does that sound familiar? Can you feel that when I tell you that? Let's talk about why this happens and what you can do differently. And I'm actually going to give you some prompts that you can do right in your phone. So you don't even need a journal. You don't need to go to Target and get a new fancy one. All you need is your fingers and your phone or your laptop and about 10 minutes. Here's what most of us do when we're feeling emotionally overwhelmed or just having a really heavy emotion and going through a tough situation. We might vent to a friend, which feels good for a minute, and there's actually some scientific proof around venting. It's called conscious complaining, but that doesn't really solve anything, especially depending on who it is that you're venting to. You just kind of go in circles, and sometimes the person you're venting to is just like a yes person, and they feed into that energy that you're bringing to the conversation, and you don't get anywhere. So you keep feeling the same feelings. Or you might try to just push the feelings down, and that's where you risk like midnight snacking or endless scrolling, like finding an alternate route to like stuff your emotions down. Or you might even try journaling, but without any structure. You know, maybe because you listen to my podcast, that like journaling is good and it is an outlet for you, but without knowing like how to effectively go about it, we often end up like spinning our wheels in the same thought patterns over and over again, and you don't really get anywhere. The real problem is that we're trying to process these complex, big, heavy emotions. And first of all, if you are trying, A+, that's the very first step. But if you are and you still feel like you're not getting anywhere, it's likely because the tools that you're using, the outlets that you're using, weren't designed to get you to the other end. That's why you feel stuck in your feelings sometimes. think about it like untangling a necklace or untangling these Christmas lights on my t-shirt. We'll go with a necklace though, in case you can't see my t-shirt. So if you pull at this like knotted necklace, if you pull at it randomly, you might make it worse. It like tightens the knot, right? But if you have the right approach, if you know, if you're looking at it really closely and you can really see like, okay, this is the angle that I should pull at, or you have the right tools, like I'll go grab some tweezers so that I can really pull the string. You can methodically work through each knot until it's clear, and you just kind of pull it and ta-da, you can now wear it again without any kinks in it. This is exactly why women feel so stuck in the same emotional patterns, not because anything is wrong with you, you're not doing it wrong, but because you don't spend the time honoring your emotions in the first place, or you've just never been taught how to effectively process them, how to untangle them. And that's not even to mention that most of us, especially women, are trying to figure this all out alone. Maybe between loading and unloading the dishwasher and helping with homework, or late at night when everybody else is asleep, we're carrying the emotional load, the mental load, this weight by ourselves, thinking that we should be able to handle it all and that other women are handling it all, which makes us feel even worse. But here's another thing. We don't need to do it alone anymore, especially now that there are so many supportive communities out there like Emotionally Empowered. In fact, I'm going to share this at the end of this episode, but Emotionally Empowered is my journaling membership, and I'll share all of the details later, but I just announced a huge price drop. It used to be $197 a month, and I just dropped it to $47 a month simply because I want the strategic tools that are inside and the community and everything else that you're about to learn to be more accessible. I want more women to feel better and know that this is, you have instant access to this. So stay tuned throughout the rest of this episode. And if you like what you hear, click the link in the show notes just to check it out and see if you want to get it at the lowest price ever. Truly, it was like a gut punch when I lowered it to this cost because I feel like the value is truly insane. It will change your life, not because it's your life, but also because the ripple effect of journaling and then finding your voice, using your voice, building that confidence, feeling more self-worth, reducing your mom rage, becoming more patient and present ripples into your family, which then ripples into their confidence. It is just this like full-blown butterfly effect in the most beautiful way. So click on the link in the show notes if you're interested. For now, let's talk about random journaling and why that isn't enough. I love that for you if you're journaling. I do. I just want to throw that out there real quick. But I want to teach you how to do it effectively today, because random journaling is kind of like when you open up your journal and you have something on your mind typically, but when you don't know exactly what to write about or in what way, and you just write about whatever pops up for you, it's easy to write about fluff or surface level. You might get stuff off of your head, but it's things like your to-do list, or maybe if it is an emotion, it's like why you didn't get all of the stuff done yesterday, or how stressed you are about the things that you have to do today. At least that's what it was for me before I started doing strategic journaling. It was just kind of like a brain dump place where it was like my to-do list and actionable items. It wasn't really exploring emotions beneath all of that and into my relationships and my goals and all of that. But even if you are a little bit more advanced in journaling and you are able to tap into your emotions, but like I said in the beginning, you wake up the next day still feeling those same emotions, it's because there's no process to it. And that's why I developed the Breakthrough Blueprint. This is a completely free resource that I will also include in the show notes. This blueprint is a strategic approach that follows your brain's natural processing pathways. So it's me prompting you via 5 different questions or topics so that you aren't just given one prompt to tap into a specific situation or emotion. By the end, you have a full journal entry that gets you through the emotion and through the situation. And this can take as little as 10 minutes or less. I've actually done it in about 5 to 7 minutes before. I want to break this down for you in a way that makes sense. Again, the Breakthrough Blueprint has 5 different sections or prompts for you, and the specific prompts are on the PDF in the show notes, but the acronym that I like to use is always make cotton candy again. Or maybe 'tis the season, I should say always make candy canes again. It makes no sense either way, but it helps me remember it. So the A is for awareness. This is really naming and feeling what's going on. Research shows that being able to open yourself up and label what it is that's happening and any emotions that might be going on can significantly reduce their intensity. I heard an analogy once about how somebody was having guests over and they thought, I would like to pick up the living room just so that when they come over, they think that I'm a clean person and it's a nice environment for them to sit down and to relax in. And so this person goes into the living room and she starts sweeping. As she's sweeping, she picks up the rug a little bit because she notices a sock underneath it. And so she picks it up, and as she sweeps underneath it, she knows there's not only a sock, there's like so many other clothes under there that she had no idea was under there. And she had 2 choices. One is to push the sock back underneath and keep all the other clothes under there because it would take too much time to pull them all out, put them in the laundry. And then even more dust bunnies would come out when the clothes came out too. So it'd be even more to clean up. So she could just push it back in, hide it, deal with it later. Or she could use this time to take it all out, to sweep underneath, to clean it. And this analogy was relating it to how that's like our emotions. We might see that sock hanging out. And that is our anxiety or our overwhelm or just something in us that's saying, I should have this conversation with this person, or this doesn't feel right, or I want more. And so often, especially as moms, we say, yeah, I'll deal with that later. I'll look at this another day. Other things are more important right now. And we shove that sock or desire back underneath the rug. And you have the option to not do that anymore, to pull the sock out and then to even lift up the rug even higher, see what else is underneath there, what other emotions, desires, problems that you want to face are underneath there. And journaling is a way that you can do that in a safe environment. And awareness is the very first step. So find the sock. That's the awareness piece. And then we move on to meaning. Meaning is all about asking why and what questions. It's getting to the root of why the emotion or the situation feels so bad, why it feels so hard, why we feel so jealous or whatever it is. We have a strong feeling, which is why we're here in the first place, right? And so we usually are attaching something to that. We're attaching a meaning about ourselves, or sometimes it's a judgment. We think that other people are judging us or we are judging ourselves. So think of this phase as like being a detective and just asking so many questions and getting curious about yourself, your patterns, people, all the things. The third section is curiosity. Curiosity is where we challenge our assumptions. Are the stories and the judgments and the meaning and beliefs that we have and that we're telling ourselves, are those really true? This step is really powerful because it creates space between our thoughts and reality. This is my favorite section for this reason. It gets us to go from honoring the emotion and situation, really understanding it, which feels really validating, to a place of a breath of fresh air, where we don't yet know what we want or how to get there or any of that. But this is the space where it's like, okay, if I were to distance myself, can I see something in a different perspective? The fourth section is clarity. This is where we get really honest about what we actually want. So many people, my clients included, come to me and they say, this is how I'm feeling, and all I want is to feel this way. So here's what I'm doing about it. And I love that they're so solution oriented. I do, because I'm also very solution oriented. But I don't think that we can actually say what we want and have that much clarity on it if we don't fully uncover what it is that we currently feel, what feels so bad, why we feel that way, what those attachments are, and what could potentially keep us there, where even if you go about that solution, you could be pulled back into that strong situation that you're currently going through. So I think we have to go through these first couple of steps to get the clarity, which is why clarity is the fourth out of five steps. So we're getting honest about what it is that you want and what matters to you. And lastly, step five is action. These are micro steps so that it's not overwhelming and it's not like an I need to change everything sort of mindset. We're talking tiny, doable steps that build momentum. Inside Emotionally Empowered, I help you break it down. And I often give the example that having a conversation with somebody breaks down to three different micro steps. It breaks down to reaching out to the person and telling them that you want to have a conversation, coming up with an outline, whether it's in the notes app of my phone or anywhere, that just highlights what it is that I want to get out of the conversation, because if I don't, I'll enter the conversation and completely forget what it is that I wanted to talk about. So I like to come up with my main points, my outline of the conversation. And then third is actually having the conversation. If I were to personally just put have a conversation with my partner as an action item, that feels big and scary and nerve-wracking, and I'm not going to do it. So breaking things down into teeny tiny steps. Those five steps that I just walked you through are not random. Those are all backed by psychology and designed to work with your brain instead of against it. A lot of it is backed by cognitive behavior therapy as well. And here's what makes it really powerful. When you follow this structure consistently, you start to notice patterns faster. You start to notice your triggers faster. You respond to your emotions way more effectively, and you make decisions quicker and with more confidence. I want to share a quick example with you that just happened last week. One of my clients inside Emotionally Empowered, and she's also in the self-sabotage detox, her name is Jess. She came to our journaling workshop completely torn, like 50-50, on whether to go back to school and continue taking classes because she had taken a hiatus, or to continue the hiatus and just focus on being a mom and all of those responsibilities because she has two young kids. She was just stuck in that back and forth loop that we all know all too well. We used the Breakthrough Blueprint to help her through this. First, in the awareness phase, Jess recognized that she was feeling a lot of mom guilt about wanting something for herself and going back to school and feeling like that was going to take time away from her kids and potentially even connection away from her kids. But she was also feeling really excited about the possibility of going back and just that growth for herself. Just acknowledging those two main emotions started the process of unraveling and helped her breathe a little bit easier. But then next, in the meaning phase, we explored why this decision felt so heavy, why she felt so torn and stuck. She realized that it actually wasn't so much about school. It was about her identity as a mom and her dreams for herself and managing all of it. She even tapped into some beliefs around being a good mom and that she felt like she should be home with her kids and again, foster that connection. And the belief that doing both at the same time, being a mom and doing all those home life responsibilities and going to school, would mean more stress. So that was stopping her in her tracks of pursuing what it is that she wanted. During the curiosity phase, she questioned those beliefs. Is it true that doing both would be more stressful? What message would going back to school and doing something for myself send to my kids? And this is where I felt like things started to shift for her. Because in the clarity step, she connected with what she actually wanted, not what she thought that she should do. And she realized that school would help her feel more fulfilled and that it was a positive message that she would want to send to her boys and that it could make her an even better mom, like show up more fully when she feels more fulfilled. And by the time that we got to action, she was able to break down some practical steps, like looking at her schedule, But also, if she decided to go the route of not going to school, what else she could do that would help her feel more fulfilled? We looked at it from both perspectives. One of the questions that I had asked her in the clarity section specifically was, what would help going to school and being a mom at home with all those responsibilities feel easier? And one thing in the action item was she identified that she was going to look up and see how much a house cleaner would be once a month. So the overwhelm of this big decision started to shift because she wasn't wrestling with the emotional weight anymore. She could think more clearly. In just this one strategic journaling workshop, Jess went from 50-50 uncertainty of what to do to what she would say is 95% confidence in her decision. Not because anybody told her what to do, but because she had the right prompts to uncover her own truth and what mattered most to her and how to make it feel authentic and peaceful and calm for herself. This is what I mean by strategic journaling being different than just venting on paper. It's about having a framework that helps you move from confusion and tons of ideas and tons of thoughts and going back and forth to clarity, to go from overwhelm to action. The Breakthrough Blueprint, the AMCCA, is just one of the approaches that we utilize inside Emotionally Empowered. But no matter what, I use Journal Prompt Flows, which follows this same concept. It's where I prompt you through multiple questions on any given topic so that by the end, you have a full journal entry. You're going from that awareness phase to an action item phase. And it's working with your brain's natural processing anyways. It's just hard to get there on your own because you get stuck in the emotions at each level. Having a coach like me prompt you is like having somebody hold your hand as you're wearing a blindfold. Your senses when you're wearing a blindfold are heightened. You're like ultra aware of the things that you're hearing and feeling. And that's what's happening when you're journaling. You become ultra aware of the things that you're feeling and thinking. And as your coach, I'm here to help walk you through those difficult things and not get lost. And in fact, not just not get lost, but get to the resolution so that you get what you want and you feel how you want to feel. Here's where I really want to emphasize something else. Jess didn't have this breakthrough alone. It wasn't just her and I on this call. She was surrounded by other women on the workshop who could relate to her struggle, who nodded in understanding when she was talking about mom guilt, who shared their own stories and talked about their version of balancing dreams with family life. This is where the magic of community comes in. When you're journaling alone at home, those limiting beliefs can feel like absolute truth. You can just feel like going to school equals more stress at home. But that's not actually true. When you're in a space with other women who are doing this deep inner work, that's when you open yourself up. You realize that you're not the only one wrestling with these big emotions and maybe big decisions. You see other women having the breakthroughs, which makes you feel like your breakthrough is next, like yours is just as accessible, like you can work through this too. You also get these like downloads or reflections that help you see blind spots. Because again, if you don't have an unbiased outside perspective asking you questions, sometimes we just take what we think as our truth. You also feel support instead of judged or nervous to uncover something. I actually didn't journal for the longest time, and I didn't go to therapy for the longest time because I had something deep down inside of me that told me I was not with the right partner, that I should not be marrying my husband. But I was like, nope, that seems way too big, way too scary. We're fine. We're not arguing. Not going to go there. And like looking back, I had that feeling before we were even engaged. And then we got engaged and then we got married and then we got pregnant and then we got divorced. So I love my son and would not change the way that my life has come out in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, I wish that I was brave enough to uncover whatever it was that needed to come to the surface when I started to feel that. And lastly, when you have this type of support, your courage grows deeper so that you can uncover those things and feel like you're in a safe space. The women in our community often tell me, either I thought I was the only one who felt this way. Like, it looks like the emoji of like where their minds are blown. It looks like I can see that on the call. Or they tell me, I never would have gotten to this level of clarity on my own. We aren't meant to process life's big emotions in isolation. We aren't meant to do life alone. Yet so many of us try to figure it all out alone, late at night, scrolling through your phone, looking for those answers, signing up for the next course, downloading the next book. And that is why I created Emotionally Empowered, to combine both of these elements of strategic journaling prompts, where you can do them in your phone or you can do them in your journal. You can do them first thing in the morning or right before bed is a great time actually to like unload from the day. But combining that aspect, the strategic journaling that actually leads to breakthroughs, and the community of women that you can check into 24/7 that actually get it because they're going through something similar, or at the very least processing similar challenging emotions or the desire for more. And as women, when we desire more, there is always a challenging emotion behind it, because why haven't you gone for more yet? That one question alone will bring up something for you, I'm sure. Sometimes all it takes is one journaling session, one supportive space, one breakthrough moment to feel that shift and to actually change everything, to make your life easier. And these moments happen every single week in our community. So here's what I want to leave you with today. Every woman deserves to have both the tools and the support to navigate her emotional life, because what you're going through is real and valid. So often we don't hear those words, or we don't have the support that we need to fully let go and break down and honor what it is that we are feeling. Without doing that, we cannot get to that next point of clarity about what we want and how to get it. Whether you are wrestling with a big decision like Jess, or feeling overwhelmed with Christmas season and life's demands, or just craving deeper connections or self-understanding, I would love to help you through that by giving you everything you need, the tools, the support, and the accountability. This is exactly what we create in Emotionally Empowered. 3 times a week, you get journal prompt flows based on a specific theme. So in January, the theme is going to be the all or nothing mindset, that black and white mentality. I'm thinking for February, it's going to be all about independence, codependence, and self-love. I want to say too, though, I really look at the community and see what people are sharing and responding with. And based on that, I will share journal prompts for that based on the theme. So I will infuse what you're going through into the journal prompts. It's not as close of access to me as, you know, a one-on-one setting or in a group program, but I still care about what it is that you're going through. I just find that the themes make it really fun to participate in and something fresh each month. And also, going back to those blind spots, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes if people don't question it, you just think you're good. I was actually just talking to somebody yesterday who's going through a divorce, and I was asking her how she's doing, how she's feeling. And she also journals, and she was like, you know, I'm at the phase now where I feel good, but I'm now asking myself, am I really good? Or is that just like the cover that I have? And I could so deeply resonate with that. So 3 times a week, you get those journal prompt flows. 2x a month, you get journaling workshops. And then 24/7, you have access to the community of women who are in it with you. And I pop in there every single day just to see who's participating in the community chat. And all of this is off of social media. So it's not on Facebook. It's not on Instagram. It's completely separate, a different app that is really user-friendly. Some of our past workshops have been around mom rage, fostering your energy, worthiness, redirecting your anger, feeling uninspired and those mundane days, releasing frustration with all that you have to do. That would be a great one for you to pop in and rewatch given the season. and mental chatter, among many others. I think we've had about 32 journaling workshops so far. If anything that I've shared with you today has resonated and you're craving that relief, but like for good, not just a quick breath of fresh air, I personally want to invite you to Emotionally Empowered. I hope to see you in there. I will share a link in the show notes and you can check out even more information about it. Again, that membership used to be $197 a month, and right now I have it for $47 a month. And when you sign up at this price, it's $47 forever until you want to cancel. So get in now. I'm not sure how long it'll stay this price. If you have any questions or just want to chat about what season of life you're in and what you're going through, send me a DM over at samantha.s.says on Instagram. I would love to chat. Lastly, just know that your emotional well-being is too important to put on hold. It is so important, especially if you're a mom. I feel like your family's happiness and joy and connection is capped at where you are at. As a mom, if you are able to raise your capacity for joy and patience and presence, your whole family will raise with you. It's that important to prioritize yourself and your mental wellness. So as we round out 2024 and especially head into 2025, whether you join us in Emotionally Empowered or not, I hope that you will take at least one thing from today's episode, even the free download of the Breakthrough Blueprint, because you deserve to have the tools and the support to create this lasting change and positive energy that you are craving inside. I know you are, and you deserve it, and you can get that. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you guys next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.